Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Pamela.
She's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Was this Mr.
Yeah, well, it's her husband.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a small problem. It seems like in your trash, we've been finding a lot of generic food items instead of brand names. And that's not really allowed here in the neighborhood. You're supposed to just buy good brand name foods and stuff instead of generic brands.
Excuse me?
You know, like when you buy a brand in the grocery store, I know that's probably Pamela's job, but when she's buying a lot of generic brands, like you can't afford the good stuff, you can't afford the brand names.
This is a joke, right?
Of course not, no. And we've just noticed...
You guys are going through our trash?
Yeah, this is something the Homeowners Association does from time to time, and we've noticed it just seems like it's happening more and more lately that you keep buying generic brands.
Okay.
You know, like...
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the one that does the buying here, and I buy from reputable stores, so...
Mm-hmm. From the what store?
I buy from Costco and Wegmans.
Yeah, Costco, they have the generic brands, too. You can choose the name brand items, or you can choose the cheap generic stuff the hobos use. And we've been noticing a lot of the generic brands in your trash.
Hobos?
You know what I mean.
That's very disrespectful, sir.
Well, we don't have hobos around here, so it doesn't really matter.
Really?
I'm just saying, it's
you obviously haven't spent much time in this community.
It's in your contract. You're not allowed to buy a lot of generic food like that. You know, from time to time, occasionally, it's not a big deal, but it seems like you're buying more generic than you are name brand these days.
Okay,
and
hold on.
If it keeps up, there's going to be a fine.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I work for Robert at the Homeowners Association. You're using paper to write this down? Isn't that something that poor people do? Don't you have a computer or a phone or something? You just type it in real quick. I thought I heard paper rustling in the background.
Well, yeah, moving stuff around. Well, dude, you're being very rude. That's like, who cares what people use to write on? Roy, can you spell your last name,
It just
please?
Seems like very hobo of me. R-O-Y is my first name.
It is hobo of you. R-O-Y.
Of you, not of me. I don't use paper, sir.
Oh, I use scrap paper because I like to recycle as much as possible.
Why don't you just use your phone? You don't have to use any paper then. That's much better
because
for the earth.
Because the paper's already been printed on. If I can use it again and again and again and get as much use out of it as possible, and then you burn it in my fireplace, I will do so. And that's my choice. And that's my right as a human being and a citizen of this country. And your last name is, sir?
Is it also your choice to use generic brands when you go to the grocery store?
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
what's
it's
your
not.
Last name, sir?
It's in your contract. You're not allowed to use generic brands like that.
What's your name, sir?
And we let it slide from time to time, but
Dude, you're calling me up about my trash when we have people speeding down our road doing 40 miles an hour.
Okay, look, we're dealing with that, okay? We're dealing with that. We have to deal with one thing at a time. We're doing our best.
And what about the guy that drives the truck around, the Langenord truck, and he goes up to Wegmans and Walmart and goes up to Mount Airy? You
listen,
taking care of that too?
Listen, asshole. If we didn't have to deal with people like you all the time, then we'd have
asshole.
More time.
Okay.
Hey, shut the
now
fuck
I'm
up.
An asshole.
Listen, we would have more time to deal with real issues if we didn't have to deal with you doing stuff like this.
Dude.
Buying generic brands.
What are you talking about? You're wasting your time going through my trash. And if I catch anybody going through my trash, we'll have another issue. It's my trash.
Yeah, but have you ever read the contract with the Homeowners Association?
This is the first time I'm hearing of any of this, and I've been living here for quite a long time.
All right. Well, apparently you don't
first
know how things
I'm
work.
First time I'm hearing of any of this.
But you're wasting everyone's time by buying generic brands. You're causing me to make this phone call to you when I could be dealing with the speeders
you're
on your street.
You're wasting your time by going through people's trash and worrying about what they're buying from a store, which they have the right to do.
No, they do not. If you read the contract, you would know. It's your trash.
And you work for who again?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. You know which Homeowners
Association.
So you
work for the Country Club.
Well, we're all the same entity.
Are you?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So when I called up tomorrow and I tell these people that you're calling me an asshole and a hobo, they're going to back you up. Is that it?
I don't care what you do, but if you don't stop this, we're going to start fining you.
Obviously you do, because you're going through my trash.
Okay, well, maybe you should just stop being such a fucking hobo, and we won't have to fine you like this.
A fucking hobo? Oh, my God. Dude, you realize that you are, like, seriously... what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yeah, G-H-E-R-B-E-I-L.
Okay. I have not used any bad language with you at all. I didn't accuse you of that. Yeah, but you're using it with me. And that's not appropriate, dude.
Okay.
Not appropriate on any level.
I don't see why I should have to be respectful of you if you're buying generic brands.
I will talk to my wife about this, and I'm certainly going to follow up about this.
I hope you do, because we need to straighten this out. You need to stop buying generic brands from the store.
Good night, sir.
You fucking idiot.